From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, President Lee Jae-myung vows to enhance workplace safety and create a society that respects labor as the nation celebrates Labor Day as a legal public holiday for the first time in 63 years. April exports expand nearly 50% on the back of a chip supercycle. And South Korea's top diplomat at the United Nations urges North Korea to fulfill its obligations under the Non-Proliferation Treaty, stressing Seoul's resolve for peaceful coexistence. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Gui Jin. President Lee Jae-myung has marked Labor Day with a pledge to enhance workplace safety and create a society that respects labor, vowing to make no compromises in protecting workers. The ceremony at Cheongwadae was the first ever Labor Day event held at the presidential compound and coincides with its return as a legal public holiday for the first time in 63 years. Our Yoon So-young has more.
그리고 세상을 움직이는 자랑스러운 이름, 노동자 여러분.
A Labor Day ceremony took place at Cheongwadae on Friday, celebrating the holiday's return as a legal public holiday after 63 years. It was the first time the event was held at Cheongwadae. Speaking at the ceremony, President Lee Jae-myung shared that he himself had worked as a child laborer and pledged to build a country where everyone can work safely and where labor is respected. Lee said he would deliver what he called real growth, driven by a virtuous cycle of cooperation between labor and business, fairness and innovation, and growth and equitable distribution. The president placed particular emphasis on labor-management cooperation, stating that there are no workers without companies and no companies without workers. He urged both parties not to turn on each other or view one another as adversaries, despite their differences. The president also vowed to uphold the value of labor in the face of advancing artificial intelligence and to expand fundamental labor rights. Friday's ceremony brought together some 130 participants from labor, management, and government, including the heads of the Federation of Korean Trade Unions and the Korean Federation of Trade Unions, as well as the chairman of the Korea Enterprises Federation. The leaders of the two umbrella labor groups called on the government to guarantee labor rights amid the growing presence of artificial intelligence and deepening inequality. May 1st has long been observed in South Korea as a day for workers. Although it was renamed Workers' Day in 1963, the original designation of Labor Day was restored last year. The government made it a national holiday for all workers earlier this year, allowing all workers to take the day off. Yoon So-hyang, KBS World Radio News.
Exports in April expanded nearly 50% from last year on the back of an ongoing supercycle in semiconductors, with shipments surpassing $80 billion for 2 months in a row for the first time. According to data from the Ministry of Trade, Industry and Resources on Friday, exports rose 48% year-on-year to an April record of $85.89 billion. Semiconductor shipments led the gains, jumping 173.5% to $31.9 billion in April, the second highest monthly amount to date. On the other hand, auto exports dropped 5.5% to $6.17 billion amid persisting shipping disruptions stemming from the Middle East crisis and the impact of U.S. tariffs. Imports also increased 16.7% to $62.11 billion, resulting in a 15th straight trade surplus of $23.77 billion. South Korea's top diplomat at the United Nations has urged North Korea to fulfill its obligations under the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, stressing Seoul's firm resolve towards denuclearization and the peaceful coexistence on the Korean Peninsula. At a UN Security Council session on the non-proliferation on Thursday, Cha Ji-hoon, head of South Korea's permanent mission to the UN, reiterated Seoul's opposition to recognizing North Korea as a nuclear-armed state during the ongoing NPT review process. He warned that abandoning the goal of denuclearization would have serious negative consequences for non-proliferation efforts, not only in the region but also worldwide. Meanwhile, the United States criticized permanent UNSC member Russia for pushing to end an expert panel on North Korea sanctions enforcement 2 years earlier, and another permanent member, China, for remaining silent on the issue. Russia, for its part, stated it will continue its military and other forms of cooperation with its close ally, North Korea, while China urged the U.S. to lift its hostile policies and sanctions against the North.
You're now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
Police have arrested and repatriated a South Korean man from Thailand for allegedly supplying narcotics to the extradited murderer and drug lord Park Wang-yeol. The suspect, identified only by his surname Che and in his 50s, arrived at Incheon International Airport on Friday morning. He's expected to face police interrogation for violating the Narcotics Control Act. Che, known on Telegram as Cheongdam, is accused of smuggling and distributing approximately 22 kilograms of methamphetamine and other narcotics worth about 10 billion won, or around 6.8 million U.S. dollars, in South Korea since 2019. South Korean authorities plan to look into allegations of Park and Che's collusion, drug crimes and violation of the Passport Act. Fuel surcharges on international flight tickets issued for May will double in amount compared to April in the wake of the prolonged crisis in the Middle East. According to aviation industry sources on Friday, the highest level on the 33-point scale for the fuel surcharge standard will be applied for the first time starting May the 1st, up 15 notches from April. Flagship carrier Korean Air has raised its one-way fuel surcharge for May to between 75,000 won and 564,000 won, or around 51 to 382 US dollars, compared with April surcharges, which ranged between 42,000 won and 303,000 won. The nation's second-largest carrier, Asiana Airlines, also boosted surcharges from April's 43,900 won to 251,900 won range to between 85,400 won and 476,200 won for May. Jeju Air, the country's leading low-cost carrier, has nearly doubled its one-way surcharges to between $52 and $126 for May. 6 out of 10 South Koreans support raising the standard age for seniors subject to various discounts and other preferential treatment from the current 65 to 70 years. According to a Gallup Korea survey of 1,002 adults nationwide conducted Tuesday through Thursday, 59% supported the standard adjustment, while 30% opposed. The largest proportion of respondents, 65%, supported the idea among those in their 30s, and the smallest, 55%, gave support among those in their 60s. The survey had a confidence level of 95% with a margin of error of plus or minus 3.1 percentage points. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Kui Jin.